I just want to see how George Zimmerman now can get a fair trial when this is nationwide. Everybody's got it guilty, but yet nobody was there. There was no witnesses. So how does he get a fair trial now?
That's David in Orangeburg, South Carolina. We're looking for you to join this conversation as well at 8778-MY-TAKE. Never forget, Clarence Darrow once said, almost every case has been won or lost when the jury is sworn. Darrow said that in 1936, it still holds true today, and it may be bad news for George Zimmerman. It has been a month and a half since 17-year-old Trayvon Martin was shot and killed in a gated community in Sanford, Florida, and you could argue that the country has spent nearly every waking hour since poisoning the jury pool. It's all protected free speech, of course, but in the end, could this public attention affect George Zimmerman's right to a fair trial? It's something that Wendy Kaminer has been mulling over. Kaminer is a lawyer, social critic, and correspondent at The Atlantic. She's also the author of 8 books, including Worst Instincts, Cowardice, Conformity, and the ACLU. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So let me ask you the same question that we're asking our listeners. Do you think at this point it's impossible to get an unbiased jury in George Zimmerman's case?
I think it's going to be extremely difficult to get a jury that is capable of compartmentalizing whatever preconceptions it has about this case, whatever information it's received about this case, so that they can just listen to the evidence on something of a blank slate, apply the judge's instructions, deliberate, come to a verdict according to the process that they're supposed to use. I don't want to say it's impossible to find an unbiased jury. It may never be possible to find a completely unbiased jury in any case, because we all walk around with various biases, some of which we're not even aware of. In this case, because the pretrial publicity has been so extraordinary, and because it's involved social media as well as what we're used to in terms of publicity, just coverage by the media, by newspapers, by cable TV, it seems to me that it's qualitatively different, because when people are engaged in social media, talking about this case, signing online petitions, posting things on their Facebook pages, tweeting, they're personally invested and personally engaged in a case in the way that they're not when they're just reading about it or hearing about it. It's as if we have millions of people going on virtual marches in support of Trayvon Martin, though I think it's also important to note that at this point, since Fox News has taken up the cause of George Zimmerman, we now have a jury that's biased on both sides. There was a very interesting survey noted at the AtlanticWire.com yesterday, which said that something like 91% of Black Americans think that the killing of Martin was unjustified. 31% of white Americans think that his killing was unjustified. And they compared that to findings maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago in which opinions were much closer. Something like 86% of Black people thought that Zimmerman should be arrested, and something like 2/3 of white people thought he should be arrested. And my own speculation is that partly reflects the fact that in the last few weeks, Fox News has really taken this up. Some of the white people who now think that the killing was justified have been somehow alienated by all the activism around it. But, you know, I suspect that if you had – that we've gotten to the point now where you might even be able to predict where people would come out on this case based on their political affiliations and on their – as well as their cable news habits.
And there's certainly other media outlets that have spoken up for George Zimmerman besides Fox. But you make a fair point. How is this case particularly different than, say, the O.J. Simpson trial or even something like Casey Anthony, which was also obsessively covered?
Well, it's different, as I say, because of the engagement of social media and obviously because of race. Because where people stand on this case has also become a kind of surrogate for where they stand on questions about race and racism in America today.
We're speaking with Wendy Kaminer, who is a lawyer, social critic, and correspondent at The Atlantic and the author of 8 books as well. So, Wendy, I mean, to a certain extent, even when you go back into the 19th century, as far back as you can go in the American jury system, you're going to find biased juries, jurors. So how do we then get over that? Do we then try to get rid of all this kind of coverage of pro cases?
We can't. That's not possible. And the way the system traditionally tries to deal with it is through voir dire, which is voir dire just means interviewing prospective jurors, trying to ferret out whatever engagement they may have had in the case. Obviously, people who have any personal relation to any of the parties, whether it's lawyers, judges, defendants, prosecutors.
Well, let's think about that, because you raise a really fantastic point here. Suddenly, you've got a case where lawyers can ask, did you tweet about this? Or lawyers can ask, did you post about this? First of all, can lawyers investigate that in a jury pool? Can they look at the names and pull that information up? And secondly, do you dismiss a juror because they tweeted?
You know, I think these are new questions. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not an expert on how voir dire is conducted in Florida, but I think that lawyers have a fairly free rein to ask about juries' engagement. I think if we define juries' engagement as having certainly as having signed a petition online presented by Trayvon Martin's parents to have this guy arrested, I would think that would automatically disqualify you from a jury. If you posted something on your Facebook page that expressed support for either Trayvon Martin or George Zimmerman, I would think that would disqualify you. But, you know, that's a very good question. I don't know if we know the answer to that yet, where you draw the line.
And I'm not sure you could throw out any juror who had heard something or thought about this case.
Well, you can throw out a juror who heard something and maybe thought about it, but you should be able to throw out a jury who had been engaged either virtually or actually discussing or somehow engaged in the case.
It's a sticky situation. Wendy Kaminer, lawyer, social critic, correspondent at The Atlantic, and the author of 8 books. Stay with us and give us your thoughts on this as well. 8778-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Do you think it's possible for George Zimmerman to get a fair trial? And if you were called in Florida, do you think you could be impartial in this case as a juror? 8778-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.